A massive security breach at the Vermont Department of Labor may have compromised the social security numbers of tens of thousands of Vermonters. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Governor Phil Scott says the state is contemplating legal action against the private vendor responsible for the breach.
If you've applied for unemployment in the last 15 years or so, or if you know someone who has, then listen closely, because your online identity may suddenly be at risk.
Yesterday afternoon, the Department of Labor learned that the vendor now believes more than 180,000 accounts on JobLink were compromised.
That's Governor Phil Scott on Thursday afternoon, delivering the latest news on one of the largest data breaches in state government history. The breach affects a database maintained for the state of Vermont by a third-party vendor called America's JobLink Alliance. When people file for unemployment, they're required by state and federal law to look for work. Here's Lindsay Curley, the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Labor.
And as part of their regular job search, they have to put their information into the database, and they then can use that database to help them find jobs.
America's JobLink Alliance has since resolved the security breach, according to Phil Scott. But for anyone who's used that database since 2003, which is when the vendor took over the account, the damage may have been done.
This is appalling, and I know this will be incredibly burdensome to the tens of thousands of Vermonters who are impacted.
Scott says his administration is now working to make sure that America's JobLink Alliance plays a financial role in mitigating that impact. The company maintains similar databases in 10 other states that have also been affected by the breach. Scott says Vermont and other states are considering any number of options, including legal action. When first notified of the breach, Curley says the state initially believed that personally identifying data was purged from the system after a year.
Part of what we learned throughout the past, yesterday, was that AJLA had not purged those accounts.
That means that people who used the database more than a decade ago could have had their Social Security numbers stolen as a result of the breach. Scott says there's no evidence at this point that anyone's online identity has been stolen or that information has been used for nefarious purposes. Scott, though, says anyone affected needs to be on the lookout for unauthorized financial activity.
And we want to make sure that Vermonters who have used this job link check their credit rating, check and see if there's been any suspicious activity and report it.
Scott says he wants America's JobLink Alliance to pay for that credit monitoring. If they don't, then Scott says he believes the state should incur those costs rather than consumers.
We feel that that's not an obligation that they should have to be borne upon them individually, that the company should provide that.
America's JobLink Alliance didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Scott says he's pushing the company to notify any individuals whose data may have been compromised. In the meantime, Scott says the episode demonstrates the need for heightened cybersecurity precautions in state government and the private sector. Commissioner of Labor Lindsay Curley says America's JobLink Alliance will have a hotline up by Friday that Vermonters can call for more information. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.